ओम अज्ञान्ति मिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजन। हरे कृष्ण। I've been asked to speak something about some class about Lord Chaitanya from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I want to read little bit in the beginning from Srila Prabhupada's introduction to chapter 1 of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Srila Prabhupada describes how this transcendental literature is not a product of this material world, how the vibrations of Chaitanya Charitamrita are actually coming from the spiritual world. This is from chapter 1 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, entitled The Spiritual Masters. Srila Prabhupada, in every chapter in the beginning, he gives an introduction to every chapter. And in the first chapter, he is explaining how glorious this great literature is. Introduction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the combined form of Radha and Krishna. He is the life of those devotees who strictly follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are the two principal followers of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, who acted as the most confidential servitor of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Vishwambar, in his early life. A direct disciple of Rupa Goswami was Raghunath Das Goswami. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and he stands as a direct disciple of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. The direct disciple of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was Sri Narottam Das Thakur, who accepted Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as his servitor. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur accepted Srila Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who in turn accepted Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the spiritual master of Srila Gaurkishore Das, the spiritual master of Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, the divine master of our humble self. Since we belong to this chain of disciplic succession from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this edition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will contain nothing newly manufactured by our tiny brains, but only remnants of food originally eaten by the Lord Himself. So here Srila Prabhupada is expressing his loyalty to the Parampara system, which is the sign of a true Vaishnava Acharya. He is saying that he is not claiming any originality. He is simply saying that whatever I am going to write in this book is only the remnants of the food originally eaten by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not belong to the mundane plane of three qualitative modes. He belongs to the transcendental plane beyond the reach of the imperfect senses, sense perception of a living being. Even the most erudite mundane scholar cannot approach the transcendental plane unless he submits himself to transcendental sound with a receptive mood, for in that mood only can one realize the message of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada is describing here the proper way to receive this message. This message of Lord Chaitanya can be understood by one who is submissive. One may not even understand what he is hearing. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say that my Guru Maharaj would speak, many times I also would not understand, but still I would sit and listen. It's a matter of submissive oral reception. It's not a matter of erudition, scholarship. It's a matter of just humbling oneself before the sound vibration of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is non-different from Lord Sri Chaitanya. Whenever we are hearing about Lord Chaitanya, we are actually, it's like we're experiencing last 2 days, when great devotees speak about Lord Chaitanya, actually those leelas are taking place. And if one is in the proper consciousness, he can be purified by that method of submissive oral reception. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that being submissive in the hearing the message, the submissive oral reception, is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. One has developed this mood of hearing attentively the messages of the spiritual world, then it's as good as seeing Krishna face to face. In many of these pastimes you were hearing yesterday and day before yesterday, Vrindavan Das Thakur actually gives the benediction that whoever hears these pastimes, he will see Lord Chaitanya. He will take part in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada continues here, says, what will be described here in Chaitanya Charitamrita has nothing to do with experimental thoughts created by the speculative habits of inert minds. The subject matter of this book is not a mental concoction, but a factual spiritual experience that one can realize only by accepting the line of the disciplic succession described above. Any deviation from that line will bewilder the reader's understanding of the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a transcendental literature meant for the postgraduate study of one who has realized all the Vedic literature such as Upanishads and Vedanta Sutras and their natural commentaries such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. This edition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is presented for the study of sincere scholars who are really seeking the absolute truth. It is not the arrogant scholarship of a mental speculator, but a sincere effort to serve the order of a superior authority whose service is the life and soul of this humble effort. Yes, Srila Prabhupada is revealing his heart of his purpose in writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, just to please his spiritual master, acting under superior direction and the proper mood of the servant, that it's not an attempt for personal glorification. Many people write literature just to become popular or just to get some royalty. But here the purpose is simply to please the spiritual master. Later on we will see that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami also, in some of the verses he describes that, I am writing this great literature just for my purification. I am not qualified and I'm suffering from rheumatism, arthritis, and I'm simply following the orders of the Vaishnavas and Sri Guru. By their mercy I can write. He describes actually that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even a fool can glorify him. The story in the Chaitanya Mangal about how when Lord Chaitanya was once playing with a puppy, and the puppy was at home, and one day it so happened that the puppy left home and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking all over, searching, where is that puppy gone? Finally he found that on the bank of the Ganga, this puppy was actually preaching Hare Krishna mantra. He had some people were around him and they were all chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in the presence of all of these devotees, this puppy left his body and ascended to the spiritual world. So one actually doesn't need any qualification. Only qualification is loyalty to the parampara and the desire to repeat. Like Prabhupada was once asked, you know, how can you become a preacher? He said, just if you desire to preach, that itself will qualify you to preach. The desire to repeat the message is itself the qualification. Repeat as it is. Srila Prabhupada describes here that what I have written here does not deviate even slightly from the revealed scriptures, and therefore anyone who follows in this disciplic line will be able to realize the essence of this book simply by the method of oral reception. I'll take few introductory verses of each chapter which describes the glories of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First verse of the first chapter is Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakash Chatat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord's incarnation, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So the very first verse is filled with glorification. Lord Gauranga, that is primeval Lord, His energies like Gadadhar Pandit, His expansions like Nityananda Prabhu, his plenary portions like Advaita Acharya, His devotees like Srivas. He is glorifying all, not just the initiating spiritual master, but all. He is saying, Gurun, like Vande Guru, Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Gurun. But Gurun is plural, initiating Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and all the entire line. This is the way to invoke auspiciousness, by remembering the lotus feet of the spiritual master. If you read Rasikananda's story, the story of Rasikananda, there one whole chapter is filled with just describing the names of the devotees. He's offering obeisances to this devotee, to that devotee. And then he says that, if I forgot some devotee, please excuse me. I offer my obeisances to that devotee also. And if I said one name after another name by mistake in the wrong order, please forgive me. Then he says in the beginning, please don't skip this chapter, considering it to be very ordinary. Just by remembering. It's like we say that Shri Rup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jeev Gopal Bhatt Dasa Raghunath, Echayin Gosai Kori Charan Vandan, Jaha Huite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Just by remembering Shri Rup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jeev Gopal Bhatt Dasa Raghunath, all obstacles go away. All obstacles. Just by remembering Lord Gauranga and His devotees. There's one nice verse in the 14th chapter of Adilila. Kathanchan smrite yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparikam syat shri chaitanya namamitam. Things that are difficult to do become very easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember Him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. Most difficult thing, whatever you can conceive of, becomes easy just by remembering Lord Gauranga. And the easiest thing, you may forget. You just forget Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, a devotee should, if he just remembers this one thing, that I have to remember Lord Chaitanya, then there is no danger. Difficult thing in this world is to cross over this ocean of material existence. So many hankerings and so many attachments we have got. But if one can just have faith in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then can easily cross over. One doesn't have to do anything. One may engage in devotional service and remember Lord Gauranga. That's all. It's too simple, but it's a fact that just by remembering Lord Chaitanya, all obstacles go away. The story in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was supposed to cross a river, and the devotees advised, now it's not a good time because on the other side there are Muslims and there are, you know, there's great danger. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will go. And then Advaita Acharya said, my Lord, all obstacles are your servants. All obstacles are your servants. Once when Lord Chaitanya was crossing the boat, crossing the river with the boat, Mukundas began kirtan. And the boatman said, no, no, don't chant. Mukunda was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. He was chanting and the boatman was afraid. He said, there are man-eating crocodiles here and there are inimical people. Just don't chant loudly. And Mukunda stopped chanting. When Lord Chaitanya Prabhu heard this, became very upset. He said, why are you afraid? Don't you know that the Sudarshan Chakra is moving in front of this boat? He's always protecting. Wherever devotees are chanting, the Lord is always there. So simply remembering Krishna, remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is perfection of life. Just somehow to develop that that habit of always remembering Krishna, always remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse that he quotes Prabodhananda Saraswati, that if one receives a little favor from Lord Chaitanya, he becomes so exalted that he doesn't care for liberation. He doesn't care. He considers residence in heavenly planets to be will-o-wisp. Heavenly planets going to enjoy material world. Our biggest enjoyment in this planet he considered to be will-o-wisp. Or as many times devotees say, ghoda dimba, horse's egg. One who receives Lord Chaitanya Prabhu's mercy, it's not that he has to struggle to keep away from material enjoyment. It's like one who knows that horses don't have eggs, he will not aspire to get horses' eggs. So one who knows that there's no material enjoyment. If you receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you understand that there's no enjoyment. Even liberation, kevale narakaya. The liberation which the impersonalists, they work so hard for, they aspire for, yogis, jnanis, the devotee doesn't care for them. Because he knows this is not, this is insignificant. This is broken pieces of glasses. Lord Gauranga's lotus feet are my only strength. They are my only hope. Gaurangera dutipada jaradhana sampada sejane bhagati rasasar. Narottam Das Thakur describes that one who has understood this, that the Gauranga's two lotus feet, that is my only wealth, he has understood bhakti. Bhakti means to always remember the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, taking shelter of his mercy. And Srila Prabhupada continues that for him, even the senses, which are generally very agitated, they become like snakes with broken fangs. A snake is a very dangerous animal because of his poison fangs. But if those fangs are broken, the appearance of the snakes is no cause for fear. So devotee receives mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he can easily control his senses. The ordinary process of controlling the senses is through understanding, through intellectualizing and also through yoga. But for a devotee, just by remembering Lord Chaitanya, just by taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya, he is undisturbed. He is undisturbed, like Haridas Thakur. He is undisturbed that I have the supreme wealth. I have the supreme nectar. Devotees aspire to be honeybees at the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, licking the honey of his lotus feet. We want to lick the honey of those devotees who are licking Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's honey. We want to become their servants. By their mercy, even a dog can cross over the ocean of material existence. We know the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita, great devotee Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen was always performing the service of taking devotees every year to Jagannath Puri. And once it so happened that a dog joined his party. And Lord Shivananda Sen was taking care of the dog. He had to cross a river. And the boatman was saying, no, we cannot take any dog. But Shivananda Sen insisted. He said, I'll pay you extra. Please take this dog. And afterwards, after crossing the river, one day Shivananda Sen had to stay back to pay some taxes. And then when he joined the devotees, he found that this dog had left. Somehow, he was not given prasad or something. He just left. And Shivananda Sen was so upset. He actually sent 10 devotees to go and search for this dog. And after not finding the dog, he was feeling so bad, he fasted that day. And when he reached Jagannath Puri, he saw that this dog was already with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was serving with his own hands coconut pulp to this dog. And the dog was crying out, Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari. So he was crying, Ram, Krishna, Hari, the names of Krishna. And within the sight of. Actually, Shivanand Sen offered his obeisances to this devotee and begged forgiveness for his offense. And everybody saw this dog leave his body, assume a 400 form and go back to the spiritual world. Just by being connected with Lord Chaitanya or being connected with his associate, one attains perfection. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, not only you, but your family members, your maid servants, your dogs, cats, they're all blessed. Mahaprabhu actually put his lotus feet on all the associates of Srivas Thakur. Many learned Brahmins in Navadvip did not receive mercy, but the Muslim tailor received mercy. That is a secret there. Just to be connected with those who are connected with Krishna or his devotees. Prabhupada gives the example of how easy things become difficult if you forget Lord Chaitanya. He quotes about great scientist. Prabhupada really loved the scientist. So he says here that example is there are great scientists in the eyes of the general public, but that they cannot understand the simple fact that life comes from life. It's very common sense. Because they have no mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that's why they cannot understand. They defend the false understanding that life comes from matter, although they cannot prove it. Modern civilization is therefore progressing on the hellish path. Another important verse which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami glorifies is in the second chapter, first verse, he says, Shri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Balopi Yad Anugrahat Tarena Nana Mata Graha Vyaptum Siddhanta Sagaram. I offer my obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even an ignorant child can swim across the ocean of conclusions about the ultimate truth, which is full of the crocodiles of various theories. Purport. By the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even an inexperienced boy with no educational culture can be saved from the ocean of nishains, which is full of various types of philosophical doctrines that are like dangerous aquatic animals. The philosophy of the Buddha, the argumentative presentation of the Jnanis, yoga system of Patanjali and Gautama, system of philosophers like Kanada, Kapila and Dattatreya are dangerous creatures in the ocean of nishains. But by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can have real understanding of the essence of knowledge by avoiding these sectarian views and accepting the lotus feet of Krishna as the ultimate goal of life. Let us all worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his gracious mercy to the conditioned souls. So yes, another example of a child crossing over the ocean of conclusive truths. Sometimes people study so many philosophies, either in college or on one's own studies, but they get very confused. But even a child who has actually taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya, he can understand the conclusion of all philosophy, which is to surrender to Krishna. Vedaishya sarveer aham eva vedyo vedanta krit vedavi vedacha. That by all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. We have example of Saraswati, a child who was preaching to many people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Big scientists, big Mayavadis with great renunciation power cannot understand this fact. But a child who has received the mercy of Srila Prabhupada can understand. In the next verse, Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Kirtana Gana Ratana Kala Pathojani Bhrajitaha Sats Bhaktavali Hansa Chakra Madhupi Shreni Viharaspadam Karnanandi Kala Dhvanir Vahutume Jivha Marupangane Shri Chaitanya Dayanide Tavalasal Leela Sudha Swardhini. O my merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the nectarian Ganges water of your transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flower of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abode of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks, and bees, and the rivers flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Our tongues always engage in vibrating useless sounds that do not help us realize transcendental peace. The tongue is compared to a desert because a desert needs a constant supply of refreshing water to make it fertile and to make it fruitful. Water is the substance most needed in the desert. The transient pleasure derived from mundane topics of art, culture, politics, sociology, dry philosophy, poetry, and so on is compared to a mere drop of water. Because although such topics have a qualitative feature of transcendental pleasure, they are saturated with the modes of material nature. Therefore, neither collectively nor individually can they satisfy the vast requirements of the desert-like tongue. So here the topics of Lord Chaitanya, they are compared to the waters that can actually satisfy the desert-like tongue. When a devotee speaks about Lord Chaitanya or about Lord Krishna, both the speaker and the audience and the people in general, they're all benefited. Actually, the world is thirsty for hearing about Krishna. They may not know it, but that's a fact. That's topics of Krishna, topics of Lord Chaitanya that can satisfy these souls. And Srila Prabhupada here refers to the scientific conferences. He says, despite crying in various conferences, therefore the desert-like tongue continues to be parched. For this reason, people from all parts of the world must call for the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are compared to swans swimming around the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or bees humming around his lotus feet in transcendental pleasure, searching for honey. The dryness of material happiness cannot be moistened by so-called philosophers who cry for Brahman, cry for liberation, and similar other speculative objects. The urge of the soul proper is different. The soul can be solaced only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his many bona fide devotees, who never leave the lotus feet of the Lord to become imitation Mahaprabhu, but all clinch to his lotus feet like bees that never leave a honey-soaked lotus flower. So describe that even one person, one pure devotee who has taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya can deliver the whole universe. Such is the potency of one who has taken complete shelter of the mercy of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining the example of honey taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu's mercy. To take shelter of that honey is to hear about his pastimes. Gaurangera Madhurulila Jare Karana Praveshila Ridaya Nirmala Bhelatara. That in whose ears the sweet pastimes of Lord Gauranga are entering, the heart becomes purified, becomes fit place for the Lord to reside. Lord Chaitanya's movement of Krishna consciousness is full of dancing and singing about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. It is compared here to the pure water of the Ganges, which are full of lotus flowers. The enjoyers of those lotus flowers are the pure devotees, who are like bees and swans. They chant like the flowing of the Ganges, the river of the celestial kingdom. The author desires such sweetly flowing water to cover his tongue. He humbly compares himself to the materialistic persons who always engage in dry talks from which they derive no satisfaction. If the materialistic people were to use their dry tongues to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, as exemplified by Lord Chaitanya himself, then they would taste sweet nectar and they would enjoy life. In this second chapter also, Srila Prabhupada The whole second chapter is describing how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that which the Upanishad describes as the impersonal Brahman, that which is described as the Paramatma, that same personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada, in one of the purports, is giving many proofs from the Shastras, just like we heard about the proof from the Srimad Bhagavatam, also from many Upanishads. Srila Prabhupada explaining from Shvetashvatara Upanishad, for example. He is saying the Supreme Lord is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in touch with him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahma Jyoti. From Vayu Puran, Kalau Sankirtan Arambe Bhavishyami Shachi Suta. In the age of Kali, when the Sankirtan movement is inaugurated, I will descend as the son of Mother Shachi. And the Brahmal Yamala Tantra, Atha Vyaham Dharadame Bhutva Madbhakta Rupadhrik Mayayam Cha Bhavishyami Kalau Sankirtana Agame. Sometimes I personally appear on the surface of the world in the garb of a devotee. I specifically appear as the son of Shachi in Kali Yuga to start the Sankirtan movement. Also in the second chapter, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he is glorifying Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauda Dayo Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamo Nudo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaudadesh to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes how here the sun and the moon have arisen simultaneously to remove the ignorance. There are, in the purport Srila Prabhupada explains from Mahabharata, there are five different kinds of ignorances. But just by remembering the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, all ignorance are dissipated. And all obstacles to the path of devotional service are destroyed. The third chapter in the introductory verse, Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Yat Padashraya Viryata Sangrayami Akara Vrantat Agya Siddhanta San Manin. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Prasadena tad rupasya vinirnayam balopi kurute shastram drishtva vraja vilasina. By the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of pastimes of vraja, according to the vision of the revealed scriptures. Purport. One can ascertain the meaning of the Sanskrit shloka only when one is endowed with the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Krishna, being the absolute personality of Godhead, cannot be exposed to the mundane instruments of vision. He reserves the right not to be exposed by the intellectual feats of non-devotees. Notwithstanding this truth, even a small child can understand Lord Krishna and his transcendental pastimes in the land of Vrindavan by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very high subject matter to understand Krishna, Vraja Leela, Vrindavan Leela. It is a subject matter to be relished by the Paramhamsas. But Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami describes that if one receives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a child is naturally foolish, but a foolish child, person who has no intelligence, he can also understand. In other words, one has to understand that I am simply dependent on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, is coming through my spiritual master and through the previous acharyas. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru More Janilo Murkha Kuriyo Shasan. My Guru Maharaj declared, you are a fool. You have no right to study Vedanta Sutra. You simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's it. And Lord Chaitanya actually followed his Guru's instruction. He started chanting and then he approached his Guru. Oh, he started exhibiting symptoms of love of God, tears coming out of his eyes. And he asked his spiritual master, Keva Mantra Dila Gosai, what kind of mantra have you given? And his Guru Maharaj said, yes, Krishna Mantra Eite Sabhav. This is the real fruit of the chanting of the holy name. So the name, fame, pastimes, here it is described that one, even a child can understand the pastimes of the Lord if he receives the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one should always beg for mercy whenever we come before the deity or whenever we begin chanting the holy name of Krishna. Because factually, as His Holiness Barsana Swami Maharaj was explaining before yesterday, that the holy name cannot be vibrated by our efforts. It is a descent from the spiritual world. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is explaining also how the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is descended from the heart of Srimati Radharani. We have difficulty controlling our senses, so how can we actually repeat something which is part of the spiritual world? It's only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Bhaja bhaja bhai Chaitanya nitai sudrida vishwas kare. So Lochan Das Thakur, he encourages us to take shelter of Gauranga Nityananda. Because by their mercy, everything is revealed. Nothing remains difficult. In the 8th chapter, let me first offer my obeisances. Agati eka gatim natva hinartadika sadakam Sri Chaitanyam likhiyate prema bhakti vadanyate. Let me first offer my obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life for one bereft of all material possessions in the world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service in love of God. So he is agati eka gati natva. Agati means one who has no shelter or one who has fallen. We are all fallen souls. And Kaviraj Goswami describes Lord Chaitanya as agati eka gatim natva, that he is the ultimate goal. He is a shelter for one who has no shelter. He is the Lord. He is the ashray. He is the shelter for all. Then describes the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Then in this chapter, he describes the glories of the Panchatattva. He says that Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Tina Jan Srivas Gadadhar Adi Yata Bhakta Gan. While chanting the Panchatattva mantra, one must chant the name of Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Srivas and all the devotees. Sabakare Padapadma Koti Namaskar Jai Chaitai Chekahi Kichu Chaitanya Vihar. I again and again offer my obeisances to the Panchatattva. Thus I think that I will be able to describe something about the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jarash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. In every end of every chapter, he glorifies his spiritual master Rupa and Raghunath and takes shelter of their lotus feet. In other words, he explains, Mukam Kavita Kore, a dumb man can recite poetry. Andha Dekhe Taragane, a blind man can see the stars of the sky. Pangu Shailapare, that even a lame man can cross over mountains by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vande Chaitanya Devam Tam Bhagavantam Yadichaya prasabham nartayate chitram leke ranga jadopiyam. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy I have become like a dancing dog and have suddenly taken to the writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita, although I am a fool. This shows his utter dependence on the mercy of the Lord. It's like Srimad Radhanath Maharaj is explaining one of the classes the first day, that how one of the symptoms of surrender is to be utterly dependent on the Lord. To think that I am helpless, even my spiritual ambitions cannot be fulfilled except by the mercy of the Lord. Says, and somebody may question, actually when I'll repeat this sentence, mukam kavita kore ja sabara smarane pangu giri lange andha dekhe tare gane. By remembering the lotus feet of the panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet, a lame man can cross mountain, and a blind man can see the stars in the sky. Purport. In Vaishnava philosophy, there are three ways for attaining perfection. Sadhana Siddha, which is perfection attained by executing devotional service according to rules and regulations. Then there is Nitya Siddha, eternal perfection attained by never forgetting Krishna at any time. And then there is Kripa Siddha, perfection attained by the mercy of the spiritual master or another Vaishnava. And Kaviraj Goswami stresses here, Kripa Siddha, by the mercy of the spiritual authorities. And this mercy does not depend on any qualification. By such mercy, even if a devotee is dumb, he can speak or write to glorify the Lord splendidly. Even if he is lame, he can cross mountains. And even if he is blind, he can see the stars in the sky. So, one should aspire for this Kripa, mercy. Of course, one should do his sadhana also. We cannot just be, you know, saying Kripa, Kripa without aspiring. But ultimately, Kripa is the essence of bhakti. And Kaviraj Goswami is simply hankering. He is saying, then, if somebody doesn't believe in what I am saying, if he doesn't have faith, esab na mane jai pandit sakal, those learned scholars do not believe, tan sabara vidya paat bhek kolahal. All their, if they don't believe these sentences, their education, their knowledge, it's like tumultuous croaking of frogs, kirtan of frogs. These big, big scholars who do not accept the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who does not accept the glories of Panchatattva but still makes a show of bhakti can never achieve the mercy of Krishna or advance in spiritual. Now here Kaviraj Goswami is gradually coming to the point that how it is so important that you cannot enter into Vrindavan or Raja Leela without the mercy of Gaur Nitai. You cannot chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without the mercy of the Panchatattva. You may actually chant 10 lakh rounds also. But unless one takes shelter of the Panchatattva, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrind, by taking shelter of the Panchatattva, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will manifest its glories. And then he explains that logician may say that unless one gains understanding through logic and argument, how can one decide upon a worshipable deity? He says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karah Vichar, Vichar Karite Chitta Paibe Chamatkar. If you are interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it to the mercy of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. This is the mercy of Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is Adbhuta, is beyond material logic. He explains that if one is chanting Hare Krishna and he is committing offenses knowingly or unknowingly, he will not get love of God. Love of God is beyond the stage of offensive chanting. But if one takes shelter of Gauranga Nityananda, then one's offenses are nullified. There are offenses to be considered. Adhyapi dekha chaitanya naam jeloye Krishna preme pulkashru vivhal se hoy. Whether it is offensive or inoffensive, anyone who even now chants Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda is immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy and tears fill his eyes. There are offenses to be considered. Krishna nama kare aparade vichar, Krishna bolile aparad na lai vichar, na hai vikar. There are offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, For simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one will not feel ecstasy. There are 10 kinds of offenses which Prabhupada describes here. Chaitanya Nityananda Nahi Esab Vichar Naam Laite Prem Daye Bahe Ashrudhar. But if one only chants with some slight faith, not necessarily full faith, but with some faith, he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, Nityananda. Very quickly, by remembering Gauranga Nityananda, he is cleansed of all offenses. And as soon as he chants, then the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare. He will feel the ecstasy of love of God. And Srila Prabhupada is quoting here how it is so important to take shelter of Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. There are offenses to be considered in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but there are no such offenses. Aparadha dure jave pave premadhan. Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains in his song also. Therefore, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. In spite of being an offender, one chants the name of Gauranga Nityananda, he'll be freed from the reaction to his offenses. Prabhupada is quoting a Narottam Das Thakur, Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharira. One should regularly chant Lord Gauranga's name and Nityananda Prabhu's name, then one's heart will be cleansed. Then one can approach Vrindavan Dham to worship Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there is no need to go to Vrindavan. For unless one's mind is purified, he cannot see Vrindavan, even if he goes there. For an ordinary man, worship of Gauranga and Nityananda or Panchatattva is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. One should therefore chant the name of Gauranitya and worship them without false prestige. It should be noted in this connection that the names of Krishna and Lord Gaurasundar, they are both identical with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one should not consider one name to be more potent than another name. Considering the position of the people of this Kali Yuga, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And his mercy is very easily achieved. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And then chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All of the authors, Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as Chaitanya Bhagavat, they received their mercy from Nityananda Prabhu. Kaviraj Goswami, you know the story when Meenaketan Ramdas arrived and he was not received properly. So Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother, Gunanav Mishra. And then Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased that he ordered him to go to Vrindavan. And ultimately, by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, he could write this literature. And same is true with Vrindavan Das Thakur. Another interesting thing is that both of these great authors, they never saw the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Without seeing, they wrote such wonderful literature. That shows that hearing is more important than seeing. They actually heard from Raghunath Das Goswami and many other devotees. And they, by hearing, they elaborated on what they heard. And finally, the last verse of today's scripture. Tam Shrimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Gurum Yasya Anukampaya Shvapi Mahabdim Santara Sukham. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a spiritual master of the entire world, by whose mercy even a dog can swim across a great ocean. Prabhupada's purport is so beautiful. He says, sometimes it is seen that a dog can swim in the water for a few yards and then he comes back to the shore. Here, however, it is stated that a dog blessed by Lord Gauranga can cross over an ocean. Even for humans, I doubt whether he can swim an ocean. But a dog can cross over the ocean by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, placing himself in a helpless condition, states that he has no personal power at all. But by the desire of Lord Chaitanya, expressed through the Vaishnavas and through Madan Mohan Vigraha, it is possible that he can cross over a transcendental ocean to present Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we should all pray for the mercy of Lord Gauranga, mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and the spiritual master, and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. This mercy is our only hope. His mercy is our only hope. All our attempts at devotional service are futile, worthless, without the mercy. And we shall cry for mercy always. Chanting means crying for mercy. Krishna, when will I receive? When will that day be mine? When that day, when will I receive your mercy? If we keep on crying, maybe in 10 births, 10 million births, someday Krishna will be pleased. We will receive the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And then we will be able to purely chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna se tomar, Krishna diti pare, dhai tava pache pare. We will like dogs, dogs of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Kukura, which chase after the mercy of Lord Guru and Lord Gauranga and his associates, the spiritual master. And someday we will receive mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai.